You're listening to the audio production of I Am Second by Dave Sterrett and Doug Bender, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tommy Cresswell.
Introduction.
"Don't do it, Shane," Danny begged. "You've had too much."
But Shane refused to listen. He pulled his motorcycle to a stand. He lifted his leg to mount the bike, but his drunken balance crashed them both to the ground. He brushed off the dust and tried again. Finally succeeding, he roared up the street, leaving Danny in his wake. Danny downed the last of his pint and left the bar. Feeling an odd compulsion to go for a drive, he borrowed a car and wandered through the neighborhood. In the distance, an object lay across the center. As he approached, it proved to be a motorcycle similar to his friend Shane's. Another 20 feet, and there lay a man, sprawled across the center line. The street was dark, except for a lone lamp glancing off a darkened pool of red that spread under the body. Danny jumped out of the vehicle and saw it was Shane, lying face down on the road. His helmet had rolled to the side, and his head was broken open. He lay in a pool of dark, dark blood. Danny bent down on all fours and put his face next to Shane's, his cheeks warmed by the touch of his friend's blood.
"Shane, you're going to be okay," he told his friend,
but Danny knew it was a lie. They rushed him to the hospital and into emergency surgery.
"He's still alive," the doctor said, coming out of the operating room, "but he won't be for long."
Danny never disbelieved in God, but he never really believed in him either. His friend was facing death. A man came to pray for Shane, but prayer was never something Danny did either. This was a time of decision, a time to decide if God was someone he believed in, if he was someone he could pray to. Either Danny was a friend and follower of a God who heard his prayers, or he wasn't. As Danny learned, becoming second isn't the journey of perfected saints or of superhero believers. It is the honest, raw, and often painful journey of broken people who have decided that life is not about them. It is not about what they want or about what they can do. Some have tried money. Others have tasted pleasure, success, beauty, family, or religion. They all tried something to calm the ache in their soul, to find purpose, love, or happiness. But whatever they tried and whatever they were looking for, they only found it when they surrendered and said, "I am second." Second is a simple concept. It summarizes all the
sample complete. Ready to continue?